Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And with me this weekend is Tom Walton and Stacy Brown. And they're going to be talking about the World Run Paddle Biathlon Championship. Now, that's rather a lofty title, ladies and gentlemen, but they will explain it. But before we get into that, I just want to remind my running friends that next week is the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country 5K and Walk, and that's Saturday, May 14th. So I'm putting in a little plug for that. This weekend coming up, though, of course, will be the World Run Paddle Biathlon Championship. Actually, that's Sunday, May 15th as well. It's perfect. So you're going to be able to do both, Stacy and Tom?
Of course.
You're going to run and then do the biathlon?
Yes, that is
absolutely.
That's the plan. We call this we call it double dipping.
Yes, and I have been doing a lot of that in my life, and you always tell me it's deleterious to optimum performance. So, but I guess it's an exception with you two elite athletes.
We'll let Stacy answer that first.
Stacy, can you answer that? Because let's see, yes. Tom passes me at mile one half or earlier, and you pass me at mile one. So we'll start with you.
I can absolutely tell you why you should do both.
Okay.
Cars is great for camaraderie. You're doing a great course on the road, and this World Run Paddle Biathlon is a trail. It's a family event. So this is something that you would want to bring your parents to. You could do it with your grandparents. Actually, the Merrimack River Greenway Trail Triathlon, grandparents did it with grandchildren. It's a short event, and it's paddling. So if somebody wants to do a short trail run and then somebody else jumps in the kayak, it's perfect.
Okay. We're going to circle back and describe how and why you developed it, but Let's take this in small bites. So the first thing is we have the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country Trail Race. That's Saturday, May 14th. Even if you're not in the car series, you can sign up for that individually. Got that. If, by the way, you're in the car series or the Capilia Race Series, you can go on to the website runcarsnewhamptureNH.com, and you can find out where you are with the standings. So that's number one. And then number two is the Worldwide Biathlon Championship, Sunday, May 15th. So let's take a step back, and can both of you describe why this is the brainchild, and your flyer says it's the brainchild of Tom Walton. So right away I get nervous when I read that. But can you describe why that is your brainchild, Mr. Walton, and why are you doing it?
I would be delighted to explain why it's my brainchild. Several years ago, I went to the Merrimack River Trail folks and offered to give them a race that I thought would raise awareness to their project down on Loudoun Road. And it was a bike, run, paddle, triathlon, and it was a lot of fun. The whole idea was to show that the river and the environment was ready for recreation and play, and it worked out nicely. So that has evolved, and now I've moved it just slightly upriver and abbreviated a little bit and made it into a biathlon. And this is to support NHTI Cross Country. We help the kids with running shoes and also offset expenses when we go on the road. So it's, again, it's a nonprofit adventure. But the whole scheme of this is I've been involved with river sport for a long time, almost 35 years. And I know how much fun it is, as much fun as you have found in the road racing and trail racing circuit. So just opening another possibility for recreation in the Concord community.
Great. And yes, I love to run, as you know.
I do know
that. Did you know that? Anyway, so could you now, Stacy, tell us the engineering component of all this, the cardboard component.
So exciting. So Tom and I got together, and he was saying, you know, I'd really like to have kids be involved in, you know, I have this book. It's called The Cardboard Boat Book, and I'd really like to see kids involved in this. And I know that at Krista McAuliffe School, they had just completed Engineer Week in February, and where they had engineers, local engineers, come in and present and kind of talk about what they did in their different disciplines. And so the teachers were really receptive to having engineers come in and new ideas. So I got the book, and I went to Bonnie La Rochelle, who happens to be my son's third grade teacher, and I said, what do you think about this? And because this is a really exciting thing. And she was immediately on board. She was very excited, and that's what we needed to have. You need to have a champion in the school. And I reached out to my friend, Claire Lund, who also supported Engineer Week, and she is a vice president at GZA. She's a professional engineer. She was on board, and she was excited about it. So we came together, and Bonnie brought in a fifth grade teacher, Mike Pelletier, and he was a little reluctant, but, you know, the power of...
Now, why was Mike reticent?
Well, I guess he wanted to see it mapped out. This is the first time...
Well, after all, he's an engineer, so he probably wanted to see...
No, Mike Pelletier is a teacher.
He's a teacher.
And this is what's so exciting, is that this has never been done before. And yet, Bonnie La Rochelle she said, yeah, let's do it. And she understood her students, the school, and she knew that Mike would be into it. Bonnie is a very active person. She just did the Boston Marathon for the second time. So she knew she could bring him in. And actually, the classes have been working together. Her third grade class and his fifth grade class have been working together. And Claire has come in, and she's presenting. We've had, and she brought in her husband, Josh Lund, who's also an engineer with McFarland Johnson. He's a structural engineer. And it's exciting. This is a pilot program, you know, another pilot program that has spawned off of the World Run Paddle Biathlon.
So connected now, so those cardboard boats are going to be used in this?
Or? Well, that's what we were thinking initially. But, you know, we hadn't done this before. So, you know, we're kind of learning how to build these boats as we're going along. And we started with a 1/6 scale model. You know, we're building that. The boats aren't going to be ready in time for the biathlon. But that's just because this is the first year. You know, by next year, I think we'll know how much time it's going to take, the measurements, how much cardboard we're really going to need. The cardboard has to be like double wall, 275 pound, because the boats will be 8 feet long and they will hold a 250 pound person. So they're going to be substantial boats. So right now we're finishing up the 1/6 scale boats, which the kids are making out of cereal boxes.
Wow. Okay, so let's continue to circle the connect the dots, Tom. So now Peter Beckett, who's a local boat builder, somehow is involved. And Peter's, is he any relation to Thomas R. Beckett, do you think?
I believe he is. Yeah, great, 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 great nephew.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
But tell us how, because one day I was walking into Delta Dental and Peter Beckett, who works out with you, of course, he came up to me and spent like 15 minutes on the cardboard boat. And I haven't yet talked to you, so I wasn't quite understanding. So can you connect that dot?
Yes. Peter has been in flatwater marathon paddling for 20 years. And that's how we originally connected. And he's also a professional boat builder. And so talking about connecting the dots, I naturally went to thought of Peter immediately. I had picked up the cardboard boat building book a couple of years ago, and the seed was planted in my mind that eventually I wanted to get this into the Concord community and have a cardboard boat regatta, which will be happening, by the way, next year. And so I thought, what better person? There wasn't a better person to build a prototype than Pete. So Pete did the full prototype, which now is my boat. And this boat will be on display, and maybe another one or two. We don't know what the kids are going to come up with. We hope so. But at the conclusion and before the award ceremony for the World Run Paddle Biathlon, we're going to have an exposition where people will see that they actually work. And not only will they float, but they'll be able to be raced.
That's good. And it's the first time, and I've done radio now for 5 years, it's the first time the word exposition has been used in a dialogue, so I commend you. You're way more than a gym teacher, Mr. Walton. That's just a little inside joke, inside baseball there. So before we, let's get out the contact information, because I'm quite sure, since this is the 7th, and people have a week to sign up, I'm sure we've generated some interest. So how, Stacy, if I want to sign up online, how do I sign up? It got me interested. And then the second question is, I don't have a boat. What do I do? So can you answer this?
Oh, yes, I absolutely can. Well, you can always learn more at www.worldrunpaddlebiathlon.com. And there are going to be some kayaks available provided by Quickwater Canoe and Kayak. They have to be reserved in advance through Quickwater Canoe and Kayak. So if you don't have a kayak, but you're really interested in this, you want to try it, that's the place to go, and they can set you up.
So do I contact them directly?
Or? Yes, okay. I would contact them directly. That's the best way to do it, because then, you know, they'll be able to answer your questions about kayaks, and if you want to go and check them out in advance, that's perfect.
Okay, so I got that. But now I just want to kind of sign up. So how do I do that?
Okay, so you would do that by going to the website,
okay,
World Run Paddle Biathlon. And it's $20 for an adult, and we're calling adults 18 and over. And 17 and under, it's $5.
That's quite reasonable. And the funds for this, the proceeds go, Thomas, to NHGI Cross Country.
That's correct. And I just wanted to add that there are actually three distinct racing divisions on the water, not just kayak. Canoe and stand-up, which stand-up paddleboards have gotten hugely popular recently. So that, too, can be used.
Yeah, last year I saw some people trying the stand-up, maybe not as efficiently as they might like to be. So that's becoming more popular now?
Well, last year, the year before, with the triathlon, we just threw everybody in one division. And that is eminently unfair because a stand-up paddleboard cannot go as fast as a kayak or a canoe. So this year, stand-ups will race against stand-ups, kayaks against kayaks, etc.
So after commercial break, I want to hear how that's going to work, because I think you do the run component first, right? Or have you switched it around this year?
No, that is correct.
So after commercial break, explain how then you'd get into, make sure that you're then competing just against the stand up and whatever. Can you hold that thought for 60 seconds? Great. Tom Raffio with Stacy and Tom will return after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Here we are on May 7th and May 8th, and with me this weekend is Tom Walton and Stacy Brown. And it's quite relevant because next weekend there are two huge events going on. There's the Canterbury Shaker Village 5K cross country race and walk, and that's Saturday, May 14th. And then there's the Lofty World Run Paddle Biathlon Championship on Sunday, May 15th. So let's just start with the contact information. If I'm interested in doing the Sunday biathlon, Stacy, can you give us that contact information again?
Yes, happily. You would go to the website, www.worldrunpaddlebiathlon.com. If you would like to get a kayak, I would do it as quickly as possible. If you don't have one, to contact Quickwater Canoe and Kayak. And their number is 603-753-0025, and you would contact them directly to reserve your free kayak.
So quick kayak, 753-0025. Now, if I've never, this would be my story. I mean, if I'm a neophyte, can I practice with them somehow, or how would that work, Tom?
Well, I would suggest you get out to Quickwater before the event, and you could either rent the boat. Yeah, I don't know. Talk to Aaron, see if he can work something out so that you can give it a try.
Okay, because that's what we did a couple of years ago.
Exactly what we did. It's a good idea to practice a little bit.
Okay, good. But again, for everybody out there, don't let that be an impediment to signing up, because I literally had done it once before, and I actually did pretty well a couple of years ago. So I would say do it. Stacy's given you the contact information. And just for everybody's curiosity, so the running component is first, as I mentioned. So now you come out of the woods, the trail, and I have my boat set up on the shore. How does that work?
That's right. You'll be all lined up. There's a staging area for your canoe, your kayak, or your stand-up board. And then you'll grab it, take it down the ramp at NHTI, at the boat ramp. And then you'll be going right across from the ramp. There's an island. And you're going to be circling this island twice in a clockwise direction, which is going to give you about 4K on the water. And then at the conclusion, very, very fun for the adoring fans. And we expect maybe 10,000 adoring fans who will be cheering you on to carry your boat or vessel, whatever you're going to use, up the ramp to the finish line. So there'll be a little bit of a portage to finish.
Why don't you explain what a portage is?
Yeah, a portage is carrying whatever it is you're paddling.
But there's a minimum portage, right? Because I think a few years ago we had some very aggressive portage people, and they were a little we don't have that this year, right?
Well, I'm not going to say that. It depends who shows up. And the reason why I say that is that seasoned veterans – flat water marathon paddlers who have experienced portages, and some of them in the biggest races in the world, professional races, face portages and realize that races can be won and lost in that portage time, particularly in the transition, that is getting in the boat and getting out of the boat. Now, I can't guarantee you there won't be an aggressive competitor there, but it really is low key.
There's no aggressive athletes out in the Concord area, no. So let me ask you this. Again, this is primarily for the neophytes, Thomas and Stacy. So I finish my run. Are the kind NHGI athletes going to help me put the boat in the water, and or do you do it all by yourself?
If you need help, there'll be assistance down the river. Just to make sure that transition is smooth.
Well, I'm just trying to, obviously for an experienced person, they won't need it, but I'm just trying to, I think we're encouraging attendance and participation, so I don't want anybody feeling, well, I'm not really experienced in this whole process. So.
Absolutely, and yes, we want to make that transition as smooth as possible, and as you said, we want this race to be as inclusive as possible.
Correct. And I've only done these things like once or twice. And just for the listening audience, it's not stressful. It's a nice little run. You get in there and then you get the boat. And before you know it, it's over. And it's a big celebratory, event. And you can go about the rest of your Sunday because you're pretty much going to be done by noon anyway, right? Which is good. Okay, Stacey, I know that several people have been instrumental in this. I know you want to recognize several of them, so why don't
Yes.
you tell us that?
Yes, I absolutely do, because this cardboard boat building is such an incredible event that's happening in the school, and I see it as something that's connecting, recreation with STEM.
And STEM, everybody, that's science, technology, engineering, math. If you want to put the A in there for us English majors, that's STEAM, and that's, of course, one of the big, huge initiatives, both for the governor's task force, but also in my role as chair of the State Board of Ed. So I was really glad to see that. So
yeah,
proceed.
It is. So it's really exciting. And I had no idea how many people would be involved and invested, because everyone I have asked about, who I had mentioned it to, immediately said, yeah, that sounds great. I want to be involved. Peter Beckett, I asked him, I heard you're building this boat for Tom. Would you come in and talk to the students? And he did. And it was amazing. And the students, they were asking him questions. He was giving them math, the equation for how to figure out how fast your boat can go. And the students were challenging him on his math. And he was talking about the hull line. And the kids were really listening to him. And he was invested. And he said, I'd like to help them build. When they build their big boats, I want to come back. So that was wonderful to have someone like him with his experience come in and for the students to experience that and to have the teachers learn from him as well. But I also talked to Warren Street Architects, because we were going to be building a 1/6 scale model. And for the students, I wanted them to understand how to understand scale. So I contacted the experts. And Kelly Leitner and Carolyn Corveau immediately came. They walked right around the corner, because Warren Street Architects is right around the corner from Krista McAuliffe School. And they came and they presented to the Bonnie LaRochelle's third grade and Mike Pelletier's fifth grade class. They showed them how they use scale with what they're doing. They show how they determine it and how important it is to measure. Measure twice, cut once.
Love that expression. Mr. Walton, can you remember that, please?
I do indeed.
Because your lovely wife, Deb, says sometimes you cut before you measure.
Yes,
so
yes.
Measure twice. Then cut. Go ahead, Stace.
So they were wonderful architects. And after they presented to the students were asking them questions. They inspired each other. That was what was so exciting. After the architect said, we'd like to kind of come back and help them with the boats. And they recognized themselves in the students. They said, that was me. Those questions they were asking, that was me. I was that child. So that was really thrilling. And, of course, I want to credit Claire Lund. She is an engineer, and she is giving her time to work with the students, to actually sit there and measure with them. And she converted the measurements from the full-size boat to the smaller boat. And she goes into the classroom and she works with the teachers and the students to make it a manageable thing. And we've got to say thank you to the teachers who were willing to do this. This is something that had never been done before. And I think it's a pilot program that could then be copied anywhere.
If I may interject, I think it's a good metaphor because for the teachers, it could have been risky. It's something new. It's not in the curriculum per se. It's very experiential. And because it's experiential, it's fun. It's fun for the kids. So as you alluded to earlier, Tom, the biathlon could be viewed as something that's risky. But it's more perception than fact.
So this is a win-win-win-win. It's the passion, it's innovative, it's related to STEM or STEAM. It's going to create some funds for the NHGI cross-country team. It's getting all of us out of our comfort zone to some extent, and then it connects us all back to STEM. So that's great. So, Stacey, give us the contact information just one more time,
yes.
And then I'm going to segue to the Canterbury race the day before.
I would go to the website, www.worldrunpaddlebiathlon.com.
Perfect. And you'll see me there. And it's kind of a lofty name, but hey, to get a world championship for your age group, it may not be bad. So now let's segue. So the day before, which would be Saturday, May 14th, so a week from today if you're listening to this on May 7th, or in 6 days if you're listening to this on Sunday, May 8th, is the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country 5K and Walk, and that is the fourth race in the Capital Race Series. Again, if you want to know where you are in the standings, just go on runcarsnh.com. So tell us, Thomas, how you've laid out the trail so there won't be a stampede like there was 4 years ago.
This race has been an adventure over the years. It came about, it was a collaboration between Amanda Graponi and myself. And Amanda's on the board of directors at the Shaker Village. And she wanted a completely off-road, pure, true cross-country course. And but unfortunately, leadership has changed over the years at Canterbury Shaker Village. So we haven't had the same sort of consistent backing and knowledge. It's not easy to, in terms of logistics of putting on a race. But we feel we have it now. And what that means is that we won't have any threat of being interfered by the running of the cows or the bulls, that they will be in their own little private area. And I'm pleased to say, after going out and reworking the course, that that runners can count on this course for years to come, rather than seeing a different course each year, so they can actually compare their times and so forth. So it will be a lot of fun.
It is, and I don't know why. I'm running much slower these days, as you both know, but like it is this, for some reason, I connect with this race, and it's one of the few times I've ever beaten you, Mr. Walton, twice on this trail. It won't happen this year, though, don't worry. But thank you for all your efforts to make that happen. And again, this is part of the Capital Year Race Series. The race after that will be then Saturday, June 4th, Run for the Animals 5K, the Over the River and Through the Woods, another one of the famous courses, Tom, that you set up, and definitely the best T-shirt logo of all time, the Over the River and Through the Woods. So, Stacy, we've got a few seconds. Let's give out the World Run Paddle Biathlon Championship, which would be the next day, Sunday, May 15th. Yes. Give us that contact information.
That contact information is www.worldrunpaddlebiathlon.com. biathlon.com.
I expect everybody out there, even if you're primarily a runner, not a paddler, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. Tom Raffio, thank you again, Tom and Stacy, for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
And we'll see you on the running trails. Tom Raffio, please stay tuned next week for more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.